We're beginning now. Cowboys and Indians. Okay, let's go. All right. If you're just joining us, my name is Kylie Kane, and this is the Verzian Chronicles. We're playing some Doom 2 this week. This is probably the beginning of the second episode of this week, which will be the Saturday episode. We're playing Doom 2 Strange Aeons, which is a very interesting little experience. It's a Lovecraftian experience as we run through here, and I'm trying not to die, but I'm also going to explain what just happened. I just ran up a hill, walked to a door, clicked the door to open the door because I was thinking it was just going to open up, and the door actually collapsed down and killed an enemy in front of me. I got an invisibility sphere, and I am being fired upon every single direction right now. It's kind of intense. I am being fired on by all sorts of imps and enemies, and I just do not have the ammo to deal with all of these problems in front of me right now. I have 18 rounds left in my shotgun. We've got imps in front of me. We have got floating little, I don't even know what they're called. I haven't even seen the bestiary of them yet. We got them floating in front of us as well. And I need ammo was what I need. I am sitting at a paltry, beautiful 12 health right now. And I am now not invisible anymore. Okay, I am just trying to survive, y'all. That is what I am doing. Is what we are doing right now. Is trying to survive. Now, I see. Okay, I see something in front of me I kind of want. All right. I have a plan. The floaty eyes are not that bad. They're like, what's the word? Oh, you can't go that way. You can't. Basically, the game just said, no, you can't cheat your way to get that item. I have literally 2 health left, gal. This is about to be a beautiful reset, and I am absolutely not in for it. No, it's not. I found some health. I am at 18 health. We found some health in a house and some ammo. We are doing fine. We are doing okay. We're just staying out of line of sight with everything that can kill us, which is, I apparently believe, a good plan. We also just found a secret, which gave us a bunch of ammo for various items. I want to see if any of these doors are openable. They do not look that way. We're just going to take some pot shots at some stuff in the sky. We got another health, so we're at 30 health now. There's a hit stunner. I was like, oh, crap, hit scanner. Let's make this jump here. That's easy enough. And make the... You can't make the jump again. That's fine. All right. I'm always more worried about hit scanners, which are like the shotgunners and, that's it. Shotgunners and what would the other hit scanner be? Shotgunners and infantrymen or infantry grunts. Those are or zombie men, I guess they're called. Those are the ones you got to worry about quite a bit. Oh, shoot. I am being shot at, and I just picked up a map. Got the map. And we just died by a man of Ling. He shot me in the face, and it made me bleed. All right, so this is just an intense map, like an intense start to a map. There are enemies literally in every single direction. They are pinging your health, not even really hurting you too badly. They're just picking at you, and you just have to just deal with them one at a time. And I think that's the problem I'm having trouble with, is just dealing with them one at a time here. All right. Oh, I walked into a secret, got lost like 40 health. That's awful. I'm going to take pot shots from a distance. See, the sniper rifle or the shotgun in Doom 2 is like a sniper rifle of sorts. It's really incredibly accurate. That's one of the things that is widely known about how the shotgun works in Doom 2 is it's just an intensely accurate weapon. And I know it's probably going to be easier if you're watching this, but just trust me. I am like there are so many enemies in this map. It's not even funny. I am. This is not like a slaughter map. Like there's not 1,000 folks, But there's a lot going on here, and I am just taking them out. And I am down to 7 ammo in my rifle. And we just stepped off the world map. That was talented. You heard that imp just scratch at us. But we're actually doing a lot better on this run. We're at 39 health. And as the old adage goes, you're not dead until you're dead. And we've got a bunch of imps. Imps are a lot easier to deal with than like zombie men. And imps also have the great, displeasure of being one of the easiest to infight enemies. Like, they will infight with everything. So you can use that to your advantage to make them infight with enemies. And kind of get a couple pot shots in while you can. My nose is itching again, and I am down to 3 health once again. Jesus. Hit scanners, yo. They wreck your stuff. We're in this, like, village. It's this very wide village that I remind... What's the map name again? The map's name is Cowboys and Indians, which I don't even know if I should remark on. I just got pot-shotted as I was looking at my map, by the way, because that's how you start a game, get just pot-shot. Get pot-shotted. That's cool. Alright, we took out... Actually, we are in a much better situation this time. Well, kind of. We've only got 8 rounds of ammunition. And a lot of shots that would normally take 0 or 1 shot to take care of is taking us like 4. Because we're just taking... Basically, what we're doing, we're ending up taking the shots at too far a range. So they aren't effective. Which is the problem. I always will try to focus... Always try to focus on things that are deadlier. So, Doom is like a game of what exactly is the biggest threat to me right now, right? So I'm constantly... As you're playing games like Doom... whether it be a new Doom or an old Doom, you're circle strafing, you're evaluating your threats, you're taking into account the threat level of the area you're at, and you're going, okay, what is my biggest problem at the moment? Well, my biggest problem at the moment is, okay, there's a bunch of imps nearby, right? But oh goodness, I just saw a zombie man, and the zombie man is going to probably be a threat, right? It also really helps that now I have been through the map a couple times, so I kind of have a slightly better idea of what's going to come up, what kind of enemies I'm going to run across, where I can pick up ammunition, like the ammunition secret you just heard right there. If the sound is loud enough, I should say. All right, so we got a hit scanner in front of me. Hit scanners are always dangerous. Hit scanners are zombie men and shotgunners. I think I said that before, but I just want to reiterate, Hitman. Hit scanners are zombie men and shotgunners, and they should almost always be your top priority, kind of because they can ping you and really just wreck you up. I need a red card to activate that key room. All right. I actually just got another shotgun, a bunch of shotgun shells. Yeah, I just got another shotgun. I don't have a backpack, and I really kind of want one. I'd be able to pick up more shells and be a little better off. But I haven't found one yet, so that's fine. I need a red key card, y'all. Red key card. I found a map. I found a map. Got the map. Got the map. Got the map. Oh, boy. Yeah, you know we got a map. Okay. So do I have... I don't know if I have room to breathe yet. I think I have room to breathe. A zombie man shooting me from way, way away. He's not hitting me. I want to make that clear. He's not hitting me with any of those shots, but he is firing at me. So I guess that counts for something. We pinged him and shot him. We got a couple imps inside this house with this beautiful red carpet. What is up with the red carpet? Is that? I think that's to indicate. Okay, you go here. You always go to red carpet. I took way too much damage. We need a yellow key. Okay, first we needed a blue key, red key. Now we need a yellow key, and... I'm sorry, what? I just walked through that. Why didn't you give me my soul sphere? It's like, no, man, you can't have the Soul Sphere. Okay, well, I really wanted it. I really wanted the Soul Sphere. Can I have it, please? Okay, so what is going on here? There is this, like, I see what the puzzle is. The puzzle is, can you get the rocket launcher without getting attacked? Yeah, I got it without getting attacked. So basically, there were some things, those little Gertrude was in the water. That's what it was. Gertrude was hiding in the water. You know that? That's where Gertrude hides. There's something on the minimap right there. And how do I get it? How do I get that? You can't get up there. What are you doing to me? Okay, can we get that then? We can. Okay, so we got a box of bullets. That's very nice. And we got taken back to the beginning. I didn't see a yellow card or a red card. I didn't see a card. Where's the card? We are full up on almost all of our ammunition. And it says it wants me to get a card. I don't have a card. If I could jump, I could just jump my way across, but I don't have a key card. So how now, brown cow? What do you want me to do? Okay, so let's walk around the map and see if we know something. Okay, so this requires a red key card. This probably requires some sort of switch to activate. And that is another switch that we can't reach. Not to my knowledge, we can't. I'm going to check. No, we cannot reach that. There's a... Okay, so we can't reach the switch. I'm looking at my mini-map and going, what am I supposed to do here? What are you wanting me to do, game? I don't... Okay, I grabbed the supercharge. I don't know what I did to trigger it, but I grabbed the supercharge, which put me at 190 health, and then I instantly lost 15 health, because I'm a genius. Duh. Alright, well maybe there's something else I'm missing. Alright, so we're gonna climb up here. Oh, I found a backpack. Yeah! Can I get to it, though? Okay, I grabbed the backpack. And the backpack granted me not much, but it granted me enough. It's something. Okay, so we've got 4 of 8 secrets. And we're intensely confused. Because I'm not entirely sure of where we're supposed to go. I have everything kind of activated, don't I? I don't think I need to have... I also found a berserk pack that I don't think I can reach. Yes, I can reach it. Okay, I found the berserk pack as well. So I got another secret knocked out. Okay. Cool beans. That's 4. What the heck is right here? I've got a double fire rate as well. I got a double fire rate power up, which is cool. Not incredibly useful, but hey, it's cool. Whatever that means. All right, so we're still looking around this map, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's just something like this. I'm going to try a trick. I'm going to try a trick and see if the trick works. No, the trick does not work. Oh, I found the yellow key. Okay, I found the yellow key. It's just the question is how... Do you reach it? Because it requires a switch. Can we shoot the switch? We cannot. Oh, I found a place where we can walk across. Yes, that's what it is. And a staircase. And some ammunition. And the yellow key is mine. All right, so we got the yellow key. So now we can go get the red key from the red carpet area. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, so now we're in the red carpet area. We grabbed it. And more enemies just appeared out of nowhere. So we're just going to take each one of them out one at a time. They're imps. They're imps and the floaty thingies. I don't know what they're called. And I wasn't paying attention last time I died to one. Or if I even died. I don't even know if I died to one. We did get hit by one, which does... did some lowering of my speed, but we took it out. You just got wrecked. Got wrecked, son. Now we got the red key. Now we can go open the red door, which is like the special key code that we need. We needed a key code to enter this door, and we got inside the door and some more ammos and a rocket, and we hit this button. And more enemies just appeared and started shooting me immediately because reasons. Oh my goodness, there's so many enemies. There's some shotgunners. I killed both the shotgunners. There's some of the glorp orbs, the floating orbs. I'm calling them glorp orbs. Glorp orbs? Yeah, glorp orbs. Glorp orbs showed up. They attacked me. Didn't kill me. They did like a lot of damage and took my armor down, but we are still well above 100 health. And we opened what I believe is the end level teleporter. Let's find out. It is! The end level teleporter is activated. That was a 15-minute level, y'all. Yeah, 15 minutes in that level. All right, Highly Terminal is the next level. And we start off staring at two imps who are really attracted to a fire. So we're going to take them out real quick. All right, and we need to make a decision to go left or right. I'll go left. Left was damage. Okay. So we've got two imps in front of us, something firing on us from above, but it looks like it's just a bunch of imps in a corner. No big. We got this. Imps in a corner are nothing for us. We've taken out all of them. Can we go back to the teleport? You can. Okay. So we're not, it's not a one-way teleport. It's a two-way teleporter. And apparently we can't go any further on this left side. So left does not go anywhere. Let's go right. Right teleporter brought us to another area. A bunch of shotgunners, and that's actually so much more dangerous. Shotgunners are infinitely more dangerous than anything else, okay? Because they hurt when they hit you. I mean, everything hurts when it hits you, of course. But shotgunners, they can shoot you from halfway across the map, and you won't even see them. Also... we're trying to avoid imp fire, me. Try to do that in the future, please. Future Kai, stop getting hit by imps. I also got shot by a shotgunner or a pistolier somewhere. I don't know. I can't see them, and I'm a little... there he is. Got him. All right, got the pistolier. Pistolier's gone. Got health. That's awesome. We're really low on armor, but that's okay. We have a structure in front of us. I just tried to click it. Nothing happened. Another structure in front of us with some armor. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Now we're at 43 health, 100 armor. And we've taken out everything here. So what do we do now? Oh, there's a box. Do we just press the box? Just press the box and it opened a door with a whole bunch of baddies inside. Like a bunch of the snake worm creatures just come out running at me. I honest to goodness think they're pinky replacements. But these are just so much worse. I'm very anti whatever those are. Okay, so what is this right here? A secret is revealed. Energy cell. Okay. I'm getting shot at from somewhere. And I don't like it. Where am I getting shot at from? I'm getting shot at from somewhere. Where? Oh, it's someone in a... can I hit him from here? Yeah, I can. Okay. So there was a pistol guy inside a glass booth that was firing at me from the glass booth on a roof. Did a little bit of damage to me. I flipped a switch. What did the switch do? The switch did nothing, maybe? No, the switch opened a staircase. Okay. All right. I turned to my left and a shotgunner was sitting there just waiting on me for some reason. This game really wants me to use rockets, and I have not had a reason to yet, but it really wants me to. Okay, so we jump. We went to jump across and failed the jump. All right, let's try this one more time. We made the jump across the second time. We're walking through some really tight quarters. Why would you want me to do that? All right, I'm going to use one rocket to take out an imp. I said to take out an imp, but that's whatever. Okay. So we raised a bridge. Oh, the bridge that's in the first area. Yeah, that's actually really cool. And we actually teleported right there. Frick yeah. Okay, so we teleported over there. And let's climb the thing. I'm a little worried. We got picked up a red key card. I didn't hear anything spawning in. I actually, there's a lot spawning in. I am not okay with this. Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's go, Pikachu. Let's go. Let's go, Pikachu. Let's go. I have 27 rocket rounds. I'm using them now. I said I was using them, and then I got hit. I got wrecked. I was part of Wreckage and Sons. So that's what happened. Went down the right one, first one this time. I didn't see that before when I went up there. Maybe because I didn't have the red key. Did I have the red key? No, I did not have the red key yet. Okay, I literally just picked up the red key. That makes sense. Literally, I got frizzle frazzled. Let's try that again. All right. Right side. Got my rifle out. All right, we've taken out almost all the shotgunners. All right, and I want to take out the one up there. Took out, okay, I got all the ones I was worried about. Okay, I'm going to save my rockets for the floating bastards. I'm trying to take out this one last pistolier. Or it's not a pistolier, it's an assault rifleist. And they shoot like an assault rifle. This is like really fast, like pop, 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 pop. So it is a little worrying, but hey, we're survived. We made it. Ain't nothing to worry about here in the land of the Kai. We got this. We did this. Kylie is a good Doom player. They say. That's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing from folks who are much more knowledgeable in the ways of myself. Like me. I don't know what I'm on about. Anyways, so we hit the electrical box. I thought I hit the electrical box. Do I gotta shoot the electrical box? Okay, can I punch the electrical box? Punch the electrical box. Yes, you can punch it. You don't have to waste ammo. I was like, do we have to waste some ammo to get in there? No, I just punch it. Alright, we got some pinkies. I'm gonna start calling them pinkies. They're actually like snake like things, but they're pinkies. Let's be real. They're pinkies. All right. So we're going to grab the energy cell we picked up earlier from the secret, which was on a box. The secret was a box. It was on a box. On a box. On a box. Okay. We activated the lever, the switch. We go up here. We shoot a shotgunner. He dies. And we kill a thing that's spitting at me. The floating mouth was spitting at me. I killed it. Easy peasy. Okay, we've got a problem. All right. I just realized we had a pretty massive problem on our hands. Okay. All right. The problem was there was a lot of enemies left alive because I didn't go on the left side first. So there was a ton of enemies just kind of floating there. Just chilling like villains, which is fine. They can chill like the villains they are, but I don't like it. What did I just do? Oh, I just walked off. Okay. So I'm walking around the tower again, trying to get the red key card. And I know as soon as I step up there, yeah, that's what I thought. Instantly, things start spawning in and attacking me, which is bad. All right. And you know what rockets do to wizards? Let me just put it this way. When every one of those got hit with a rocket, they got instantly gibbed. Gibbified? Giblets? Giblets. I like that word. That's a good word. Giblets. Giblets is a good word. Why did I make that jump? Why did I not make that? So I'm trying to jump off this platform and land on a health pack, but he's like, nah, man. Nope. The game is like, nah, you can't have that. Okay, so we got the red key. And now we're going to go back to the staircase that we raised up earlier. It's going to open a door to... Okay, I could. There's the enemy. I was like, I heard enemies in here. I didn't see them. I don't know where they're at. They were there. They were invisible. Okay, cool. And some rockets, I guess, because reasons. What? This. Oh, there's a door. Okay. There's an escalator. An escalator, y'all. Not an escalator. An elevator up to the roof of this platform, and I'm sure I'm gonna have to fight right on my hands. No fight. I did hit a switch though. What was the switch I hit? Okay. We got more wizards. I made one fly away with a rocket, which is hilarious. All right. All right. Okay. Whenever they get hit by rockets, they like turn this smoky flavor. Where's the one that's attacking me? Okay, it's like floating above me, which is absolutely frustrating. Thankfully, you can hit infinite height, so I'm not too worried about that. All right, I'm just looking around here. More things spawn? No, we've hit the teleporter, and that is highly terminal. Whoo, boy, this is... So we have actually only put, in save time, 31 minutes. I tell you what, I've got an hour of recorded time here. If you are listening to this, it's part two of the two-parter for this this special. These are 30-minute episodes because they are special episodes. Boy, yeah. So we finished, what, three? Four levels? Okay, I dig that. Well, I hope you dug it too. It was a lot of fun to make, just like to talk through one of my favorite games of all time. Come back next week. We've got something else special lined up for the last week of February. Yeah, something special is lined up for the last week of February. You're not going to want to miss it. It is, drum roll please. Is that coming through on the camera? I think it is. Not on the camera, but on the mic. I think it is. We're going to do a audio only let's play of the Pokemon trading card game. I'm trying to set it up with my wife. We're going to hopefully do it live over the phone. Using my phone. So the audio is going to sound probably a lot worse than it sounds now, but I am very excited to do it. I hope we are able to get it done in the next few days so that it can come out to you for the end of the month. But that's going to be an awesome final finish to the short month of February, in which we will get back into the normal flow of things with whatever you voted for the first 2 weeks. The votes have finished for the Morrowind and Pillars of Eternity poll, so I'm very excited to see what you did. With that said, please roll that end card. Also, I didn't say that for the first half. Huh. Whatever. Cool beans. Thank y'all. Catch you next time. Ciao.
This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.